Hi, this is Christy Dashiell inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax, enjoy some great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. Today we welcome singer-composer Christy Dashiell. We met briefly after her set at the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival. We'll talk about her album, Journey in Black. We open with influence from that album. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Jazz Room, Christy. Now, how do I pronounce your last name?
Dashiell.
Dashiell. I thought so, but I wanted to double check.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes, and congratulations on your performance.
Thank you.
I heard it. I loved hearing you.
Thank you.
And when we arrived today, I met two people in the parking lot, Dolores and Howard.
Yes, yes, yes. I believe they're cousins of mine that found me on Facebook. They messaged me last week and said, "Hey, are you a Dashiell from Salisbury, Maryland?" And I answered, "I am not from Salisbury, but my father's family is from Salisbury, Maryland. So we indeed are cousins. We must be." So this is my first time meeting them, which is really cool.
Oh, that is so much fun because they were parked right next to us.
Serendipitous, you know.
and when they gave the last name, I said, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to interview her this afternoon."
That's
and
cool.
They got so excited. So I was very happy for them, and I'm happy that you found more relatives.
Me too. It's like music. Music brings so many people into your lives, including family, you know.
And it always brings people together.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
for sure.
One thing that we all have in common.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
We'll be all right. Now, when did music find its way into your soul?
Yeah, and I like the way you frame that question because a lot of people will ask me, when did you know that you would be a musician? And I always answer that music found me because my family is a musical family, and so I never knew life without music. So I think music made its way into my soul, into my heart, before I was even thought of, really. I say my mother and father birthed music in and through me. So, yeah.
Oh, I understand that. I understand that. And when did you find your voice as a singer or realized, oh, wow, I can sing? Or did you do like most children, just start?
Well, yeah, my parents tell me I've been singing since I was born, but I don't think I sang very well, early on. I think I found my voice in middle school, high school, maybe. I think high school was where I realized, and like singing in a high school choir, that maybe I had a future in music and in jazz and in voice. And then as time went on in college and post-college, I think I just continued to hone that voice. So, yeah, I would say, like, you know, teenage years, I kind of knew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And who were you listening to?
Mm-hmm. Well, really, I got my start listening to a lot of instrumentalists because my father's a bass player. So I spent a lot of time listening to, like, Maceo and to Ray Brown and, you know, a lot of bass players. And then I sort of... as I decided to study jazz voice, my mom pointed me to Sarah Vaughan and Ella and Carmen McRae. You know, I'm from, well, born in D.C., so my parents made sure that I knew of people like Shirley Horn. So I listened to everything, but I would say those are some of my early influences.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. And
yeah.
Who are some of the people that, I know you talk about your family, and what have you. Who are some of the other people in your life who have come through and mentored you and helped you along?
Well, I have so many, and I want to honor all of them by trying to name them. Of course, my mom and my dad, and my piano player, Alan Johnson, I consider a mentor of mine because as I was kind of coming up in D.C., he took me under his wing and was like, "Okay, you can sing, but let's kind of hone this." I was singing a little wild, like in college, like all over the place. And he helped me kind of hone my voice and my ear. My professor, Kanatra Miller, who's the head of the jazz voice department at Howard University, where I study, helped me really like technique. She helped me like establish a good, healthy kind of vocal routine and regimen. And then later on in life, I was gifted the opportunity to work with Diane Reeves. So recently, she's kind of come into my life and really helped me shape my approach. And separate from the singing, kind of like shape my like psychological approach to the music, too, because that's so much a part of what we do as musicians. Yeah.
That There's a lot you do as a singer that you have to grow into. Right?
And absolutely. I think those mentors kind of helped focus some of the thoughts, some of the voices, some of the things that I would hear and feel. I don't think I realized how big my feelings were until my mentors came along and said, okay, this girl has talent, but she's sensitive, and let's help her hone her sensitivity in a way that really comes through her music and maybe is not so, you know, erratic and wild. So,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm really grateful.
I know what you're saying. I have a similar route in life, so that's why I can look at another singer and say, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know the vibes. It's like, I'm a little bit nuts, but I think that's what makes what we do so great.
Here's another cut from Journey in Black titled Always Stay. Project is Journey in Black.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Oh, that's
this.
The festival. I didn't realize that was a festival. Okay. Yes, so my newest project that is forthcoming in a week or so is called Journey in Black. And the title is based on the music, the collection of music that is featured on the album. The music is kind of reflective of my life, my family's life, my friend's life, just all the people that are around me, and kind of about the pandemic. Like, I wrote most of the music during the pandemic, so I think you can hear a lot of that in the music. And I wanted to really talk about how beautiful being Black is, I know generally and oftentimes we tell stories of like suffering when we talk about the Black experience, but I wanted to focus a little bit more on the living aspect, just like how we are like beautiful. We love, we laugh, we dance, we cry, we suffer, we're resilient. And I just wanted to like focus in on that a little more. And so that's what Journey in Black is about.
Yeah. I get that. And what I'd like to know is, can you tell me some songs that are closest to you in this? Because when you give me the tracks, then we have some reference.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay. You know?
So tell me about, pick a song. Okay. Tell me about the song. Tell me how, what made you write that song?
Yeah. Okay, so the first song that comes to mind is the single that I released. It's called How It Ends. It's about friendship and how important friends are in our lives. Like, I realized during the pandemic, it was my friends that I was leaning on. You know, I was in a one-bedroom apartment with my husband for months on end with no end in sight. And as much as I love my dear husband, who's my partner in everything, he was getting on my nerves. And it was my girlfriends and my mom and my sister that I would call and vent to and talk with. And you know, they were the support system and I was their support system. And it was in that time that a friend and I had, you know, some words. And I realized I need her. I miss her and I want to make it right. And I think How It Ends is about that process and that experience, just how much I missed my friend, how I wished we didn't go through some of the things that we did, but also how I know what we went through and the fact that we bounced back made us stronger and better than ever.
Yeah, a good song about friendship.
About friends. Yeah, we, you know, it's so much music about love and romantic love. And I wanted to do that and also include music about friends and that that like unconditional friend love that nobody in this world can give you but your girls.
Listen now to How It Ends.
Wondering where we went wrong. Even as I sit and write this song, I wish we could go back to how things were before life got in the way and bitter cold winds blew the hurt. Can we start all over again? I really miss my best friend. Evermore right here. Can we can't you see how hopelessly I long for
in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with our interview with singer-composer Christy Dashiell at the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival.
Can you give me another song? See, I can keep going.
Oh, okay, yes. I can give you another one?
Yes, you can do that.
Okay.
Please.
Let's see. What's another song? Okay, so the opening track, it's called Ancestral Folk Song. And we talked a little bit about how important my family is. My quartet features my brother, who's a drummer. And I wanted to write music that was about family, specifically the women in my family. I spent a lot of time talking about my dad, my brothers. But my mom, my sister, my grandmothers are the women that have kept me and guided me through life. And so this song, Ancestral Folk Song, pays tribute to both my grandmothers that have passed away but are still very much like present in my life. That's Ancestral Folk Song, the opening track.
Okay, so how many other CDs do you have? How many projects have you worked on now?
This is only my second solo album. I have Time All Mine, which I released in 2016, and then now Journey in Black. But I've recorded a lot of music with other artists, so I'm familiar with like the recording process. Not as familiar with releasing music and what it's like to kind of like spread your music, your own music that you've written, into the world. It's scary, and I'm seeing that people have mixed feelings about the music. But more than anything, I'm really proud of myself and my team of people for putting our hearts into the music and putting it out.
When you have a support team, they help you move that mountain.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to wind up accepting. Not everybody's going to like it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
okay.
And
because
it's okay.
Guess what?
I like it.
I like it, and I know a lot of people who do.
Yeah, right? That's right. Yeah.
I
was like on a high, on cloud nine, because I had put my single out. And it felt good. I knew people would love it. I knew people would relate to it. And then, you know, I got a review that was like, it's cool, not my steez. And so it took me a minute to, like, settle in. But I think what that review taught me is, like, it's okay. People will love it. People will not love it. And whatever happens, you put it out. And you're proud of it, so that's all that matters.
That's right, because the beauty of this music, the beauty of this music is it will always appeal to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
All you got, you just got to keep persisting, and they'll find you and you'll find them.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It somehow comes together.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, sorry.
What do you want your audiences to experience when they come to see you perform?
Ooh, that's a good question. I want them to experience love. That's really the biggest thing I want my audience to feel. I want my audience to come to the show, maybe not know what to expect. Maybe they do know what to expect, but I want them to leave feeling like they've been hugged and loved. And I want them to take with them that same love that they received and take it out into the world. 'Cause we need love. We need peace. We need a lot of things in this world, but love is one of the things I know we need. And I want people to feel that and take that with them.
And it's such a, it's not hard to give love.
It's not.
It's not hard. Although a lot of people find it hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something we just keep working at.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know if these drums are going to win or not.
I don't know. It's hard to focus because it's like, clump, 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 clump. But
I know.
Okay.
But just tell people how they can find you and...
People, you know, I'm so grateful for social media. It is like the bane of my existence and also the thing that kind of keeps me going. So yeah. People can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, soon TikTok. And you can find my music on all streaming platforms. You can also come to one of my shows and get a physical copy. You can find me at christy-shield.com and everything is there. That's the hub. So.
Well, thank you so much, Christy.
Thank you so much
for joining us in the Jazz Room.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're listening now to Ancestral Folk Song. Learn more about Christy at christy-shield.com.
For today's a new song. Yesterday's come and gone. Hearts will cling to the sun. Oh, they're dancing on. Through the wind does she drift, and the night leaves a gift. Lovers singing her song, how she dances on. Watching on as they stand, she will take them by hand, guiding light through the night, a new dawn shining bright. For today's a new song, yesterday's come and gone. Hearts will cling to the sun, oh, they're dancing, oh. Love.
We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time with us here in the Jazz Room. You might see my photographs of artists at the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival and many more on the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.